Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. With our biggest sale ever, furnaces from $39 a month, furnace and air conditioning combos from $59 a month, plus 72 months interest-free financing and up to a $4,000 system rebate. Four Seasons guaranteed to beat any competitor's price by up to $1,000 guaranteed. So call today for your free in-home estimate and same-day installation.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4SEASONS.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Chicago, the grudge matches on the gridirons might be gone, but get ready to hit the ball and touch them all at your local Chevy dealer, where you'll find the real MVPs of SUVs. If you're thinking about rounding third and heading for home in a new Chevy, you're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to take the next step and banner up. Need the power and durability of a Silverado? The all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer? The spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban? Or the sporty city-friendly Trax? Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to win the game like a pro. So don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate the nearest dealer, and start shopping online. Things are warming up out there, and you need a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com. Chevy, together, let's drive.
Orioles lost yesterday 9-0. They are off today. Let's talk some baseball now as we head out to the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline. We're joined by Odyssey MLB insider Tony Gwynn Jr. Insider calls presented by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. And Tony, thank you as always for joining us. We appreciate your time. Orioles sit at 5-8. They've yet to win a series. Zach Eflin now on the IL. Grayson Rodriguez started the year on the IL. Where are you on the concern meter with the Baltimore Orioles?
I'm not overly concerned with the Orioles yet. This is an immensely talented team. Right now, they just can't seem to get it together on really all the assets or all the points of the game. They haven't been able to put it together yet. You know, they haven't pitched well on days they've hit well. They haven't hit well on days they've pitched well. They've made some errors on the defensive, and I just think it's the early part of the season. Guys are still trying to get it going. I think, obviously, when you got a guy like Gunnar Henderson at the top, who seemingly is the catalyst for that offense, and when he's not going, you know, they seemingly have struggled to put up runs.
Tony, we were just talking prior to the break, the future outlook of this team, and we've seen so many teams give out extensions to their young stars. The Padres did it with Jackson Merrill. Are you surprised that Mike Elias hasn't gotten an extension done with any of this young core?
You know, it's a two-way street, right? It can't be just Elias who's trying to get it done. It's got to be on both sides. And listen, when you got, as I mentioned, you got some really talented guys who may see it as, you know, they want to get to that free agency spot. They may not want to sign early. Now, I don't have information either way, but it's certainly, I don't know if it's a surprise, but it's definitely gone a little different than we've seen some of the other organizations handle it as of late. But again, it's a two-way street. Both sides have to want to agree to something like that.
Well, Tony, the AL East gets all the hype, torpedo bats, all that stuff.
It's kind of calmed down, the torpedo. I mean,
well, because the Yankees aren't mashing the ball these days. But
how about that?
Good pitching beats good hitting and torpedo bats, I guess. But for my money, the NL West has been the best division in baseball. It looks like it will probably be the best division in baseball. That's even with the Dodgers scuffling. And that could be the most, you know, the most interesting division in baseball.
I think it will be. I mean, it kind of going back to the panic level for the Orioles, that's part of the reason, right, is the American League East hasn't got off to like that tremendous start we've seen in the past. So, you know, as long as the division is kind of staying there, they got the time they need to kind of right the ship in terms of the National League West. Yeah, it's been it's outside of the Rockies. It's been extremely competitive, and I don't know that folks out west are too surprised. I think the Diamondbacks have proven that they're a team that you got to deal with. They've been there east of the last 2 years. The Padres are the same. The Dodgers clearly are the talk of baseball. But the Giants are the sleeper team in that division. I mean, they have added some nice pieces to that team. Adames, I think, is a great signing for them. I think Lee, if he's healthy, he's going to be a tremendous asset. It's just a matter of what their starting pitching looks like. Obviously, they got Logan Webb at the top of that rotation. How will Verlander look? He's gotten off to a little bit of a slow start, but with Buster Posey kind of running the show there, they've kind of rebranded themselves, at least offensively, in how they approach the game, and so far, so good for them.
We're talking with Tony Gwynn Jr. It's Inside Access here on The Fan. I want to follow up on that, Tony, with the Giants, and we talked about how tough that division is. So do you think that it's early, but are you buying that the Giants are real?
I think it's early, too early to say that they're real. I do think they're going to be a thorn in each of the Padres, Diamondbacks, and Dodgers' side. They got some talent over there. And so, I think whether they're real or not will depend on their starting pitching. And a little bit, I guess it falls a little bit under that bullpen, too. What will they look like as a whole as we get going? I don't know that they have the depth to be for real, because, one injury for that team can really derail them and have them go in the opposite direction. So I think it's a little too early to say they're for real, but certainly the start to the season has you at least leaning that way.
Tony, you're part of the Padres radio network. They're off to a hot start. What stood out to you about their hot start so far?
Almost the continuity. This is the first season in a while where it feels like most of the roster is back. And they've been able to kind of have this offensive approach that they really kind of took hold second half of last season. And it's really just been a continuation. This is an offense that can beat you in a variety of different ways. Early on, when it's been a little cooler, they played in some cooler spots. They're not getting the slug that they will, I think, as it starts to heat up. But they are a dynamic bunch. And, even yesterday, without Toddy, without Jackson Merrill, they still found a way to get a win, and right now their bullpen is probably as good as any bullpen in the league.
Well, you're familiar with Pacific Coast League baseball as well, and they're playing in a PCL park there in Sacktown. Is that just going to be is that going to be like just a launching pad?
The irony of it being a PCL park is if you're in the PCL, it's like the only true fair park in the league. So typically, when you go there in the PCL, you're like, oh, okay, regular baseball. But that field is probably just too small for big leaguers. The caliber of hitter that you're seeing now at that level, I think especially as it heats up, that ball's going to be flying. I mean, there were balls that weren't hit well that ended up, up against the wall on the warning track, and it's cool right now. And so I only imagine as it gets into the summer temperatures, the ball's going to be flying out of that park.
Hey, Tony, you played in the big leagues. You've been around the game your whole life. What do you think about two major league clubs playing their games in minor league parks, the A's and the Rays?
It's not ideal. I think given the circumstances, the Major League Baseball has done their best to make it work. I think having gone through Sacramento, there weren't a lot of complaints, honestly, at least from the player standpoint. I think they recognize what it is. They recognize they're going to basically play in a minor league park. For the visiting team, it's just the 3 days. I have my questions on what type of effect it'll have on the home team over the course of a long season, right? I mean, as good of a job as they've done to accommodate, the kind of big league setting, it still has the bones of a minor league park. And so you can only do so much. I wonder if that starts to have an effect as the season goes on, though.
Tony Gwynn Jr., always great talking to you, sir. We appreciate it. We'll talk next week.
All right, you guys take care.
Thank you.
That was Odyssey MLB Insider Tony Gwynn Jr. with supplies and solutions for every industry. Granger has the right product for you. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. By the way, Jim Duquette's going to join us to talk some baseball coming up at 3:30. The return of Lucy Burge at 4 o'clock. But coming up next, Purple Rain in the forecast. And Roquan Smith was a first-team All-Pro, but he was not nearly as good as he had been in the past couple of years. Jason looked up some metrics to show you the difference. And what does the future say for Roquan Smith? We'll discuss next here on The Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.